Hi, this is a dictation for patient Tanza Lewis, TANZALEWIS, date of birth is 6/17/1986. Date of accident is June 1st of 2025. Date of service 6/19/2025. Date of birth 6/17/1986. Chief complaints are severe pain in the back, including the neck, middle back, lower back. Very painful. Is unable to move. And no other issues are listed at this time. According to her, the pain in the upper back goes across, affecting both the shoulders posteriorly. The details of the accident are as follows. The patient reports that she was traveling as a rear passenger on the right in a vehicle that she doesn't have the details about. She was sleeping as she was picked up from work by her neighbor. There was neighbor's daughter in the car and the neighbor. Accident happened on June 1st, 2025 between 9 and 10 p.m. It happened near I-94 and Connors on the east side of Detroit. Patient reported that she was sleeping when she woke up after motor vehicle accident. The ambulance came, checked her off, and then she left. But her boyfriend took her to the emergency room. The damage was that the airbags were deployed. She doesn't know the other car or the speed of the car. Accident report has not been provided. Pictures are not provided. The patient has been requested for that. The patient reported that she was wearing a seatbelt at the time of accident. Airbags are deployed, and there was no loss of consciousness. The police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. Regarding the injury, patient report that the airbag pushed the right front seat all the way to the back. That impacted into her where she was sitting on the right side. She reports of head injury to the right door panel. No fracture, no laceration, no broken bones, contusions are reported. Only headaches and some backaches. There was no direct trauma except the head hit into the right door panel. History of the chief complaint, presenting illness, sorry, history of presenting illness. Headaches are present. There's no headache at the time of examination. Mostly they come off and on to the front of the head, and they're mild, and they're not significantly affecting her life. No sensitivity to light or noise is reported. There are no associated factor of nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Symptoms of TBI, none of them are present. Patient specifically denies dizziness, vertigo, focus problem, vision problem, balance problem, orientation problem, none of them. No taste problem, smell problem, TMB problem. Memory issues are none. Patient has no saddle anesthesia, sleep disturbance. She can sleep very well. There is a moderate difficulty in walking and some depression is reported. Other than that, no weakness, lightheadedness. There are no shooting pain, numbness, tingling, no incontinence of the bowel or urine. These pains are located in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. No radiation to the extremities, upper or lower, is reported. No numbness or tingling. The pains are described as stabbing, sharp, unbearable, and they vary from 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, standing, and improved by pain medication. Patient is report that she has had some x-rays and CT scans done. at Corewell Health, where she visited in the emergency room. They provided with Tylenol with codeine, Motrin, prednisone. The patient was seen at Beaumont Hospital or Corewell Hospital on 6/1/2025, same day of the accident. And her major complaint was pain in the upper back. She was not complaining in the lower back at all. Physical examination was equivocal. It showed a 4x5 hand grip strength on the right side, but 5x5 on the left. And no other issues were found. No tenderness of the spine was noticed. And range of motion of the cervical spine was normal, except there was a diffuse tenderness in the cervical spine. CT scans that were done showed a degenerative disc disorder. Patient was started on steroids and anti-inflammatory NSAIDs, prednisone, and muscle relaxers. So in addition, patient has had some treatment since the time of accident. She says she had a no other doctor except Dr. Bachu and a couple others, physical therapy 3 times, and no chiropractic treatment. She reports that there is no muscle weakness at this time, no numbness, tingling anywhere. Only thing, the left leg gave out yesterday, but no pain in the knee or hip is reported. Please review the record for system review, for a surgical histories, allergies. Family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history. She has Quran and law form. She works at Taco Bell. Personal history. Please review the ADLs and also the diagnosis page. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 136/101. Pulse is 78. Pulse ox is 100. Height is 5 feet. Weight 263 pounds. Weight is 98. Rest of the exam is from the template, including the musculoskeletal examination. Musculoskeletal examination I'll review, but musculature examination. There is no spasm in the paravertebral muscles, no trapezius spasm, no quadratus lumborum spasm. Slight tenderness in the cervical spine is noticed. Slight tenderness of the SI joint is also noticed. But the thoracic spine and lumbar spine have no tenderness. The gait is normal, and rest of the neurological examination, psychiatric examination is completely normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, here it is. Inspection palpation comes from the template. Spine tenderness is present in the cervical spine. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Hypertonus, sit is zero. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40. Extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 40. And bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50. Extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion is 20. And bilateral rotation is 30. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The patient has negative Hoffman sign, but positive Sperling and Ludman test. Destruction test was positive. Toto Hall test, negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test was negative. Roos test, negative. In the lower lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 25 degrees. PLR is positive. CAM test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. Brudzinski clinic test is negative. SI joints are mildly tender with positive Wilbur test and Gunsland test. However, the standing flexion, heli compression, destruction test were negative. Examination of the extremities. Examination of the shoulder on the right side was found positive in physical finding as follows. Against the resistance, patient was not able to lift beyond 90 degrees. Active motion limits at 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Motor weakness was noticed in 4x5 in the right upper extremities. The Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive. The anterior-posterior apprehension test was positive. Pre-test, near-test was positive. Other than that, the shoulder did appear completely normal with no dislocation, fracture, or any tender spots. But against the resistance, patient was having some pain in the rotator cuff region. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page, and then plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided an order for physical therapy to continue. Three times a week to the area of the cervical spine, thoracic spine, and lumbar spine, 3 times a week, and possibly the right shoulder. With traction massage, heat treatment, echotherapy. Medications were provided. Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. SSX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4, one tablet for twice a day, PRN, for pain relief. Aloe Vera 50 mg at night for sleep. Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety. Lunesta is provided for sleep, 30 tablets, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Labs were reviewed, and labs have been obtained. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to gym, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. The records from Corwell Hospital ER. Visits for 6/1/2025 have been incorporated. They were reviewed. CT scan was negative except for degenerative issues. Interventional pain procedure, none are being recommended today. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker, none. past medical records have been reviewed. Investigations. A MRI for lumbar spine has been ordered without contrast. DMEs. The patient has ordered a DME for back brace, neck brace, tense unit. Education is yes. Follow visit will be in 15 days. Thank you.